This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker. When's the last time you heard a Christmas carol that made you want to hear it again and again? This collection of seasonal music titled December Celebration may just fit the bill. New carols from seven American composers are featured, half of which were commissioned for the recording. Soprano Lisa Delanne is one of the featured soloists.
They sound as if they could have been written any time in the last, 50 years. They're so immediately accessible and such a delight to listen to that I was thrilled to be a part of the genesis of the project and to be able to record on it as well.
When they went into Skywalker Studios last year to make this recording, Lisa says it was truly a gathering of friends, from the composers to the musicians, including the New Century Chamber Orchestra and the Volte Chorus.
So recording this in December last year was like the best Christmas party anyone could have asked for.
December Celebration opens with a delightful work for chorus and orchestra by Mark Adamo, who's best known for his opera Little Women. His newest opera, Becoming Santa Claus, opens this week at the Dallas Opera. Lisa says he was knee-deep in this new opera while working on his carol, The Christmas Life.
It was uncannily good timing for him because one flowed very easily to the other. Even though the style is very, very different, there's a mood that I think is consistent. Once we heard it, we knew it had to open the recording. There's just something about it which is so inviting and so magical that it's the perfect gateway for the recording.
Lisa Delanne has worked extensively with composer Gordon Getty. She says it was his collection of four Christmas carols that sparked this project in the first place.
The first one that he had written was actually several years ago, Call the Children, the Hodie Christus Natus Est. And essentially everyone loved it so much, and it was so much fun to work with, that I think it inspired him to go back to that theme and write The Snow Child and Candles on the Tree and Run to the Window. When he first finished that set, we had almost thought about an entire Getty Holiday album, but he said, that's really all he had to say about that. And that's when we had the idea to turn to other composers and really create a rich tapestry for the recording.
Most of the pieces woven into this beautiful tapestry are in some way connected to Christmas, with one exception, How Bright the Darkness by Luna Pearl Wolf. Here's part of the text. The darkest day, the longest night, the moon has turned the snow to light. How bright the darkness is tonight.
It was, interestingly, the only piece on the CD that is not on a specifically Christmas theme, which, since Luna and I are both Jewish, made a lot of sense, and we had talked about maybe writing a Hanukkah piece, and at the end of the day, she had decided to go with a seasonal piece reflecting the winter solstice, which is also my birthday, so I felt connected to that, the December 21st date, the shortest day of the year.
There is something magical about this time of year, the colorful lights, the festive decor, or that moment when you pause and appreciate one another a little bit more. And it's in the music, both traditional favorites and the sparkling gems we encounter for the first time, such as these new carols on December Celebration. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.